if somebody passes you something at the table that you're not too crazy about, what would you say?
I'd say no thank you.
Okay. Would it make a difference what you would say depending on whether you were with your family or whether you were company somewhere?
Probably would.
Would you ever say, I don't care for that?
I don't care for that, thank you.
What about, I don't like that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's kind of rude.
Yes, rude.
Would you say it just if you were with family?
I might say it with family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you don't want your company to wait until something's passed to them, you might say, go ahead and...
Help yourself.
All right. So they went ahead and...
Help themselves.
Okay, they had already...
Helped.
Sure, okay. What about the food that's been cooked and served the second time you say it's been...
Leftovers. Warmed over.
The food's been warmed over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this, just for pronunciation, you put food in your mouth and begin to...
Chew?
Yeah. Now this is a dish that you make just by boiling cornmeal. Maybe adding a little salt. It's real kind of soupy.
Oh, that's...
Mush? Gruel?
Gruel. Gruel.
What about that first word?
Mush?
Yeah.
We never called it that, but some people have.
Ever heard it called kush around here?
Now we call kush, that's dressing.
What do you mean dressing?
Chicken dressing.
Chicken.
Cornbread dressing.
Cornbread dressing.
Mm-hmm. That's the same
egg
thing
bread
as
dressing.
Kush?
That's what we call it.
You ever hear people, instead of just saying kush, call it kush kush?
No.
Just kush. Okay. All right, a place that you would have, or maybe around your house where you grow things, you know, for your own consumption, that would be a...
Garden.
Do you have one?
We do.
Could you tell me about what all you grow in it around here?
We grow peas, butter beans, collards, okra, tomatoes, carrots, radish, onions, just a little bit of everything.
Do you have the small variety of tomatoes, about so big?
Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
The patio.
Patio tomatoes.
You ever hear
salad
about?
Tomatoes.
Okay, what about Tommy Toad? You ever heard that word?
I have heard that. We don't see it around here.
Okay. what about the little onions with the long green stalk?
That's spring onions.
Shallot?
Sure.
Multiplying onions, nest onions.
Is that all the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a yellow crookneck vegetable?
It's a squash.
Those grow around here?
Mm-hmm. We grow squash too in the garden. Cucumbers.
Okay. I think you mentioned butter beans. Is around here, is that the same as lima beans?
Uh-huh. Well, it isn't the same, but a lot of people call them the same. There's a different taste to them.
What about different kinds of beans besides butter beans?
Pole beans, snap beans. That about covers it.
Okay. Well, you had an old bunch of those you had to go through. You'd say you had to do what?
I had to snap them.
Could that be another word for that?
Break them. Huh?
Try to get you to say
a mess of beans. Is that what you want?
What kind of beans would you shell? Would you ever shell beans?
Uh-huh. You shell butter beans.
Shell butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lima beans, board hooks.
Okay. What about leafy vegetables? We grow around here.
Collards and turnips and mustard. Broccoli. Cauliflower.
If you wanted me to go to the store to get you some lettuce, you'd say, go get me a couple of...
Heads of lettuce.
Around here, did you ever hear people use that word to describe a number of children? Like somebody might say, I have 5 head of children.
Yeah, I've heard that.
How might somebody use that like that?
Not too often.
But you might hear somebody say, I've got...
5 head.
Mm-hmm. Would he be joking about it or be serious?
He'd probably be serious if he said it.
We're talking about a lot of children. Maybe if somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say, oh, so-and-so, he's got
a bunch of kids.
Got a cow being pulled.
Yeah.
You ever hear people around here use the word passel?
Got a passel. I have heard that years ago.